Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Elevated Life Academy, and I am your host, Sheree Lindberg, and we have a very interesting guest here today, Colleen Clem, and we are going to talk about brain spotting and expressive arts. So I'm going to let Colleen introduce herself, and then we're just going to find out all about Colleen, what drew her to this area, what was her journey. And we'll see what other questions and curiosities come up. So welcome, Colleen.
Thank you, Sheree. My name is Colleen Clem, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist in South Lake Tahoe. I have a degree in music therapy as well, and I'm very passionate about integrating brain spotting with expressive arts.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So how did this all come to be? Like, was that your interest right away coming into the field, or did it evolve over time?
You know, I think about it all the time, Sheree, to be honest. And I think as a kid, I had some problems with asthma and kind of a sensitive nervous system. And I was drawn to singing right away. And I think about it all the time, because I'm putting connections together all the time. And recently, as I've learned more about the nervous system in the past however many years, I realized, you know, singing is breathing. So singing allowed me to breathe and really feel that vibration internally, which I think was really soothing to my system, which might have felt sort of overreactive at times or overactive. And I still remember, like, I can still remember as a kid, we would go to nursing homes and sing sometimes for the people. And I can still remember the moment I like looked around and I was like, this is really making these people really happy. I can do this. By being here and kind of sharing my voice and light, I can have an impact on people. And that was really important to me. And then it turned out I had a talent for it. I was pretty good at it. And it created opportunities for me, educational opportunities that I wouldn't have had otherwise, that led me to college and other things. And, well, I ended up getting a voice scholarship to a pretty fancy high school that I wouldn't have gone to. And my parents were from Ireland, so they didn't really believe in college. But this high school, everyone went to college. So then I kind of fell into that. And then I ended up going to college. And I found out about music therapy. And I thought, that's perfect. And so then I graduated with that and then hit some kind of glass ceilings in terms of, it seems like licensed therapists have more opportunity in terms of working with mental health. So I did music therapy for quite a long time. I ran a business in South Lake Tahoe and then got my master's degree, then naturally started integrating music therapy with mental health.
Beautiful. So how long ago was that?
I got my bachelor's degree in music therapy in 2000, and I got my master's degree in counseling psychology in 2006.
Okay.
Yeah. But it took me a really long time to get licensed because I moved and I had three kids. Yes. And then I found brain spotting, which was incredibly healing for me. My phase one, I did it with Lisa. I was one of her demos, and it was a really moving experience. But it took some time. I was doing brain spotting for a while before I realized the kids would come in and show me, oh, we can use what they're expressing as an opportunity for frame. And that seemed to work differently and land differently than just saying, like, where do you feel that? Or what is the feeling? But to use like a sand tray they created, or what they were playing with, or for a teenager, a song. And I became more and more curious about it and kind of opened my eyes to more opportunities. And then the clients just keep bringing in new ways of use of working with expressive arts and brain spotting together.
Yeah, yeah. So you and Nuala both are doing the brain spotting and expressive arts, and I find it absolutely fascinating, especially because the way we don't have to have words to express, right? And I love how that can combine with parts work to go into these places of where there's no words, but yet we can get it out of our body through the expressive arts.
Yeah. Nuala is so credible, isn't she?
Oh, I mean, I've loved her webinars, and I was thrilled to have you come on here too and learn more from what you're doing too. I mean, have the two of you met?
I reached out to her and we did have a brief meeting, but I am really hopeful and looking forward to collaborating with her more in the future.
Wonderful. I think you'd be a powerhouse, the two of you.
I'm looking forward to it. It's hard because we live in different countries, but
I know it is. But that's what's so wonderful about Zoom, that we can reach out and connect, even though we are from, you know, different countries. Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about, it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like, okay, so you had a history of asthma. You started to realize your voice helped you have a vibration or self-soothing for your own central nervous system.
I mean, I don't think I realized that until maybe 6 months ago.
I just
knew I loved, as a kid, I knew I loved to sing.
Okay.
It got me some positive feedback, which, you know, kids need that.
Of course.
So I think I was looking for something and singing felt good. So I just kept doing it. But it's been really recently that I've reflected on what drew me to that. What helped it?
Yeah.
It was a lot of hard work at times.
Right. For sure. Tell me one of your favorite things about maybe a session with a client or a surprise that happened that, you know, still sticks with you today.
Sure. I have so many, but one that happened just last week that really, it made me feel so tender. And, you know, as David Grand says, like the brain spotting can be intrinsic or extrinsic. We don't, if we're attuned and we're noticing where a client's neurobiology is leading them after we've relationally attuned, then we're having some effect on their system. And so I was recently asked to do some music therapy at our juvenile treatment center, before that, the juvenile hall. And I went in, and I've only gone a couple times, but I went in last week, and, you know, these kids, it's really heartbreaking. The staff is like letting them out of their locked doors, and they kind of got their hands behind their back. And so they were letting them out of their rooms and bringing them down to kind of the main room. And they're all sitting like really spread out from each other and sort of like postured, like sort of tough, you know, but they're young. They're just teenagers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just said, hi, I'm back. It was only my third time and there. So they're still getting used to sort of our routine. And I said, you know, we're going to do what we've done before. And what are some of the group agreements, et cetera. And so what happens is that each kid will pick a song and we just listen with respect to each other's song and maybe talk a little bit about why they picked it. I've started to teach them a little bit about polyvagal theory through the songs they're choosing, which has been fun. And I only had my phone with me. And they said, one of them said, like, Miss, can you put the phone in the middle? Because we can't all hear it. And I was like, oh, that's a great idea. I said, in fact, I'll just come the middle. Let's circle up. And you saw these kids with, that was the only instructions I gave them, who were spread out all over this facility, really tough. They landed in this beautiful tight-knit circle with me as a part of it. And we just sat there for an hour and you know, I was there and I was attuning and I was noticing like where their gaze spots were going and I was attuning. And just the connection that was established in this group of kids that wouldn't normally experience that connection and the respect they gave each other, I don't think that would have happened without some sort of expressive arts there available.
Yeah.
And that was, I left there feeling like that was so precious.
Yeah.
These kids to have that moment. And one of them, I led them through a little breathing exercise. And one of them at one point, they said, you know, like, that felt really good. And they gave me a fist bump and I had to not get too excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was really special. Yeah. And there's just been other, you know, times where people have used a song or a piece of art or a sanjay tray to process something really challenging or difficult. And they might not even know, especially teenagers, they might not even realize they're processing about themselves because they're talking about the composer of the song or the singer and what the singer's been through. And they'll talk about that and they'll have this depth of emotions and new cognitive connections. And at the end, maybe I'll say like, you know, is there any part of that that related to you? And they'll say, oh yeah, you know, the way it is with my mom right now, we're just not as close as we used to be. Mm-hmm. That's happened a number of times too. And I think it helps people who maybe want to protect themselves a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to have a window in to find these opportunities for brain spots for them to process things that they wouldn't necessarily process otherwise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just listening to what you're saying and how you're describing it, it makes sense. It creates a little bit more distance because it's outside of themselves and they're looking at, you know, their product or whatever they're listening to or... You know, I mean, there's so many different ways, right?
They get to stay in metaphor.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we get to honor their protectors and invite them into the room and have them be welcome.
Yes, yes. So talk to me about maybe some challenges that you've experienced in using this as a method for your clients.
Let me think about that for a moment because I'm sure there's been... At the way my office is set up, and I'm in my office right now, but I have so many options. You know, I have drums, and then I have a sand tray with a lot of figures. I have a lot of play supplies and art supplies. And so if one doesn't work, it's so easy to move to another one. And you also don't need some people to come in, and they're like, I have this feeling, I have this event, and they want to process it, and they don't want to use the arts. So I think as long as we stay flexible and in the tail of the comet, there doesn't need to be a challenge because if they don't connect with something, then we don't have to use it.
Right.
Oh, you're not in the drum? No problem. You know,
right.
You want to do the sand? Oh, that's too kiddish for you. We just go with what works for the client. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't have to feel challenging.
Yeah. Interestingly, I remember, you know, doing an espresso art piece where, you know, we just did a scribble and it was, you know, now let's color in some things. And I was very aware of these old messages about make sure you color in the lines and all, you know, so.
That makes sense to me. Now I'd see what you're asking.
Yeah. So, and what you're sharing makes sense to me too, is that if those things live inside of you and you're coming into a place where you have so much freedom, how some people might be a little bit challenged to let themselves be that free.
Yeah. And I think some people are. And mm-hmm. for some, it takes 8 months. You know, I saw a couple for maybe a year before I even offered the sand tray to them. It was so cute. It's funny to hear, you know, what they say. They'll be like I have my clients say, oh, I'm glad my insurance is paying for this and not me. Because they think it's so ridiculous, you know, to get into the sand or the art or the music. But then I think clients are really surprised by how deep it goes.
Yeah.
How it hits in a different way. And so except for some, it will take a really long time to get into music or art. Or any kind of expressive arts or play, especially if they're an adult. Kids just seem to do it. And I think we just respect their process.
Right.
And hey, that's okay. You don't need to do it.
Yeah. So what would be an important thing that you would want to share with our listeners to maybe expand on the definition of expressive arts or really help them understand how this can help them in terms of not just, you know, processing their traumas, but even maybe helping them apply it to achieving their goals?
Yeah. I think it's just being so open to, you know, if we're doing it with our clients, however our clients show up. I'm going to get a punching bag for one of my neurodivergent clients because this little guy needs to kind of be really physical And I think that can be integrated with a gaze spot, a brain spot. So I think just really being so open. And in terms of ourselves and wanting to tap into our creative potential, yeah, we do get those messages. Like we have to be good at something and we have to be skilled at it. And right. And I feel that interestingly enough, I'm a much better singer than I am an artist, but I feel freer sometimes with art because I've never had that pressure put on me that I have to be good. I just get to not be that great and it's okay. Or even dance sometimes, I can laugh at myself and not feel pressure to like be performative. So I think just to be open to any possibility, and there's some great Christy Sneddon and Serene, they do some amazing poetry retreats. And I worked with Christy a little bit and gone through a process, and that has tapped in a ton of creative ability with me. And I've used some of the lyrics for songs. So I think just being open to that, we all have the ability to be creative, whether it's through art, whether it's through music, whether it's through poetry or short story writing. And for me, when I create something, I don't even know. Sometimes I'll create something and then it'll be later that I'm like, oh, I was talking about this or that. So it can be so healing and help us get to know ourselves so much better. So just be open to exploring it and not feeling like you have to hit any like benchmark proficiency.
Right.
We get to play.
Yeah. Well, and again, not to keep hammering this home, I find this really helpful and interesting, especially when you have clients that have, you know, negative narratives around play, right? And so to listen to you say like, oh, it might take them 8 months, or to be able to unlock that or to support somebody in unlocking that in themselves and watching them blossom, I can only imagine how enriching that is for you as the healer holding the space.
I think it's beautiful, and I think clients also need us to have the same bravery. If we're doing our own creative process and we're being brave and exploring things for ourselves, they're going to feel that. Some part of them is going to feel that. And then they're going to be willing to explore and be brave too. Like with teenagers, it's hard, right? Like there can be some insecurity, and just because they can be tough. So, you know, even in that session, we're all grouped up. It was so cute. Someone picked this song, My Girl. And I looked around and kids were kind of singing, and I was noticing where their gaze points were. And I started singing a little bit too. And you saw the kids sort of light up like, oh, she's willing to take a risk. She's willing to be brave, you know? And that increased their bravery. So even in session, maybe I'll share like a song and you see someone's face just lighten, like they're willing to take that risk too. I can do that. And they get braver.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're willing to play more.
It's beautiful. I've incorporated expressive arts in my parts training. Mm-hmm. And I just think bringing all these different avenues together with brain spotting, you know, movement, like you said, music or drawing or painting or whatever, so that each person, whatever draws them or whatever's speaking to them, that like you're saying, it gives them some freedom to move it in whatever is speaking to them in the moment. And that's a really beautiful thing.
And I think we can model laughing at ourselves. Like, oh, I'm going to draw, you know, with kids, I'm going to try and draw a bear. And maybe
it doesn't turn out
silly. I feel a little silly drawing this bear. And they'll kind of like laugh with you or be like, oh, it's good, you know, and have it be relational.
Right. Right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you think would be important to share with our listeners?
I can't think of anything. I hope I haven't gone too like tangential for
not at all. No, it's I mean, healing is exciting.
Yeah.
And to know that this is another avenue, and then you add a brain spot with it, it just helps people go deeper, faster, quicker. It accelerates the process.
And uncover gifts they didn't know they had.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that you incorporate it with the parts. That's really neat.
It's a lot of fun. And I'll share on here, that's an area of challenge for me is play. And so I started going after that. And okay, how can I play a little bit more as an adult? Because I think that happens a lot for adults.
It does.
Yeah.
And we need it.
Yes, for sure. Because life isn't meant to be serious all the time.
And it doesn't need to be like, I'm going to sit down and sing a song or write a song or create a project. Anything we do can be playful and reflective, like taking a walk with the dog after work or, you know, a workout is reflective and playful. Like anything we do can have an element of play in it. Even just noticing the parts of our routine that naturally can incorporate play if we're used to working out or cooking or things we have to do that can feel like a little bit more expressive and playful.
Yeah. It's all about being mindful while you're doing it. Yeah. I hear that.
So true. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll make sure that we have any social links or information on the show notes for your do you have a training coming up?
I do. I'm doing a training September 20th in a couple Saturdays.
Okay.
It's going to be really fun. It's just a day. And people should bring their favorite song or song that's meaningful to them from some part of their life and have creative supplies on hand, whether it's markers or crayons or sand, so that we can kind of start to explore. Because I think there's so much with expressive arts and brain spotting that also has yet to be discovered. So we need more people making discoveries.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing your gifts and your thoughts about expressive arts and brain spotting and how you got there. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks for having me. It was fun to hang out with you.
So welcome. Good to get to know you better.
Yeah. Thank you.
I hope all of you found this really helpful and useful. At Elevated Life, we continue to try to bring a variety of resources to you so that you can see there's many different ways of healing and leading an elevated life. And so Colleen talking about expressive arts, for those of you that maybe don't want to talk, and yet movement or dance or singing or songs or painting or coloring, different ways for you to express what is inside so that you are able to heal and move beyond that and connect with your own internal gifts, your own internal creativity. Sounds very exciting. And Colleen would be one of those for not just for healers, for you to take her training so that she can support you in learning and you can help your clients, but also for anyone listening, you know, just encourage you, maybe get an adult coloring book or consider seeing a expressive arts therapist just to have the experience and see how your system responds to it. So again, if you found this helpful, please share with friends or family members as we are trying to reach the largest population we can, because we all need in this world today hope, positivity, and different ways of healing and going through life. And so until we meet again, thank you so much for listening and sharing.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.